Hey there, guys. This is Steve Horseman and Tim Wade with Mojopolis and the Confident Man Retreat. We want to give you a follow-up on Paul's story that we started. Paul was a man who was afraid of horses, and he came to the Confident Man Retreat last year. And in the second day, we got to the question of, what do I want? What do I want to create?
Yep. And initially, when we asked him, of course, he said, what do you want? And like many guys, he said, here's what I don't want. And he didn't want rejection, and he didn't want anger, and he didn't want, you know, a sexless marriage. There's all sorts of things he didn't want.
Yeah.
And that's great. That's not a bad place to start. But then we said, okay, but what do you really want?
Yeah. He said, I want connection. I want to feel attraction. I want affection. Connection, attraction, affection. Who doesn't want that? Everybody wants connection, affection, and attraction, but he didn't know how to get it. So he's more afraid of what he didn't want. I didn't want this horse I'm working with to bite me or kick me or reject me or react to me badly. So when you show up in the energy of what you don't want, you tend to create more of it. It's a really weird thing, but
yeah.
The more you don't want something, the more you tend to create it.
It's the same with women.
Yeah.
If you show up and you think they're going to scratch and kick and bite you, well, they probably will.
They probably will.
Well, seriously, you come across fearing rejection, you're going to create that very thing.
Yeah. So what we taught Paul on the second day of what do I want at the retreat was, how do you communicate with your intention that you want connection, attraction, and affection in a way that's leading her through a seduction process from a calm, patient, confident place, one where you already feel self-sourced, that you're okay. How do you inspire and attract a woman into a place of affection and connectedness?
So the answer to what do you want is not about, here's what I want to get. It's, what do I want to create in my life?
Exactly.
How do I want to experience my life? And how do I want to experience my relationships? And you do that by changing yourself.
Yeah.
By changing how you are showing up in the relationship, in your life, as Steve said, whether, you know, through confidence, through patience, through strong intention. We talked in the last video about a horse, for example. They'll read your intention, and if you don't have one, they'll just ignore you. So
yeah.
Same with a relationship with a woman.
The key learning in this second video that we wanted you to know, the key learning that Paul got was changing the energy from I need you, I want you, I have to have it, this getting energy, this almost desperate, panicky, empty energy where you're asking for permission, asking somebody or a horse to do something for you, and you change it to one of giving, of generosity, that, wait a minute, I can give peacefulness, I can give calmness, I can give an invitation, I can create a seductive, safe environment where it's more attractive and inspiring. And believe me, when a horse feels that from a person, they will do anything for that person.
And same with women.
Yeah.
And that's the type of thing we talk about and do on this retreat. And the reason it's unique, as we said in the last video, is that you get to do hands-on work in which you really can see an immediate feedback on how you're showing up and whether your intention is either too strong or too weak. And all of those type of things. And if you want to get in on this, the Sylvandale Ranch in Colorado in the Rocky Mountains, it's beautiful. That's where we're doing it. It's in May. You want to go to confidentmanretreat.com. That's confidentmanretreat.com. And you can get all the information. You can sign up there. And I want to say, it's almost full, right?
Yeah, a few spots left.
A few spots left. So if you want to get in on this, go there now. And next video, we're going to talk about how his game changer about who he was and then what he wanted. We said to him, well,
where are you going?
Where are you going? How are you going to keep this up?
Yeah.
This can't just be for this, you know, retreat. How are you going to bring this into your life in a sustained and confident and consistent way that will really change things for you?
Yeah, we talk about habits. How do you transform the way you're showing up, the patterns and the habits that you as a man adopt as your everyday energy? And so that's what he needs to figure out. In tomorrow's video, we'll talk about that.
All right, so we'll see you then. And this is Tim Wade.
And Steve Horseman.